Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Levy moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heving for a passed ball. Levy moves to third. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Levy scores. Burns moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Boley. Boley fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Boley. Schult goes all the way around to score. Melillo moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote now playing first base. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Jimmy Fox now playing third base. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote strikes out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Hebbing and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt. Tote reaches second base with a double. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Levy hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wahlberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns bunts towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Kress moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. Schultz moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Lou Kraus now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Levy bunts towards the mound. Kraus catches it and throws to first to double up Hebert. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Palmisano now playing second base. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dykes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Betancourt. The throw from Hebbing and he is safe. Betancourt steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Paul Mazzano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Joe Paul Mazzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul Mazzano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.